Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pommy Bueller, who's the Director of Retail Development with Invista, focused on Stainmaster. Pommy, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Good to talk to you. I know you're based in Arizona. You travel almost 300 days out of the year, and you do something that's, you know, call it missionary work. You go out there, and your goal is to make sure retailers are more successful, right?
That is absolutely correct. What I see out there is that there's a major gap between customer language, i.e. what customer says and what customer expects, and what the salesperson says. I think to be successful, retail sales associate today must know the product, must know the needs, and quite candidly recommend with a total confidence. You'll be surprised to know that less than 50% of the salespeople make a very clear and compelling recommendation, because they focus so much on the product and price when 75% of selling is about emotions and feelings. So today, the differentiators are not that I have a big store, you know, it looks good, it's on the main road or so. It is your story. And you may have heard me saying before, if you don't have a story to tell, all you have is a price negotiation. It is the people and how well they're trained to handle today's customer. And it is serving. It is no longer service. There's a major difference. See, service says if something goes wrong, we'll fix it later. Today's customer says do it right the first time. Serve me right the first time. So those are my key messages, which I share with all the successful retailers I get to visit.
You know, one of the things that we talked about last time is how things have changed. You know, the internet certainly has changed, because the consumer, they've come in, they've already kind of learned the basics. And the RSA, or retail sales associate, and this is the point, I think, of your core message, needs to connect with the consumer and quit featuring them to death with. And, you know, one of the things that has bugged me for, I don't know, the 20 years I've been in this business is how they'll go into things the consumer's not even tuned into. So give us a couple pointers on how you can connect with the consumer emotionally.
Well, you're absolutely right. See, there's a, like I said, there's a gap between customer language and salesperson's language. Customer has already understood, yeah, twist is better, it matters. So salesperson will say, this has these many twists, this has this kind of backing, this has this hand, this is this much ounce weight. And the customer kind of gives you the look, okay, so what?
Yeah.
So how are you going to do this? What are you going to do? The whole idea is, Mr. Jones, we're going to make your home look beautiful. Let me understand your current needs, and let me understand what would you want this flooring to look 5, 6, 10 years from now. Today's professionals, they need to dig deeper and anticipate and find out the future needs. Today's customer says, don't sell me, I'm smart. I already know enough things. Try to be partner with me. Let us do it together. So the whole presentation, which I'll be doing in Atlanta, it is geared towards how to emotionally connect. I'll give you a simple example. For instance, you know, the salesperson will say, let me tell you something. When you say, let me tell you something, it comes across pretty harsh. I recommend it, say to the customer, Mr. Jones, let me share with you something. We're sharing society.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Kemp, customer has to like you to believe you, believe you to trust you to do business with you. People are willing to spend more money with you where they're not afraid, where they're comfortable. And that is what there's a major difference. There's a difference between product knowledge and training. Product knowledge is necessary. It's not that it is not. But training is how to use that product knowledge and connect emotionally with the customer and make them your ambassadors. That's where my focus is going to be. And this is not only for the retail sales associates. This is for the owners. This is for people in the industry, folks like yourself, so that you can take this message. I can only do it for 300 days a year. I wish there were 600 days in a year's time, so that I can share this message with more people.
All right, let me point out, you're giving a seminar in Atlanta a week from this coming Friday, which is October the 2nd, and you're giving it at the Georgia Pacific Center, and it's basically around this topic, you know, just to help people hone their message, have empathy, and it's not limited to, generally you focus on retailers, but you're inviting mill reps and anybody who wants to hear what you've learned from being out in the field so much, right?
Yes, I'm inviting mill reps, owners, mill executives, retail sales associates who really care about this industry, who are passionate about this industry, who want to make this industry better. And it is the 2 hours and 45 minutes is all about the message. How do you take your customer and make them into your ambassadors? See, this is one of the major challenges, Kemp, in the marketplace. Retailers, they want the training, but they'll say, well, can you do all these things in 5 minutes or so? It cannot happen. Other thing what I see is that owners don't get involved with this part of a process. Mm-hmm. Owners need to understand what kind of culture they want to develop with their team so that their entire team is focused on making the ambassadors. Today, is no amount of advertising is enough to bring the customers in. Wherever I see success, the retail sales associates, they go out and prospect new customers. They stay in touch with the customers. And this one is definitely, like you said, on Friday the 2nd of October. And I would encourage your listeners to RSVP, because we have to send you some paperwork, the parking, and the ask your shirt size. And there's going to be a lot of fun there. A lot of people are coming. So the RSVP is to don.v as Victor, just like is an RSVP, Levy, L-E-V-Y, at Invista.com. Once again, don.v as Victor, .levy, at Invista.com.
You're serving a continental breakfast, so you definitely need to know who's coming. So definitely RSVP to this. You know, there's a lesson to this. You can look at other products. You know, you look at Harley-Davidson and people that are really passionate around some of these products that they use. And there's a lessons to be learned that can be used even in flooring there, isn't there?
Absolutely. What other important thing is training is expensive. Training is evolving. Training is changing. And a lot of the retailers today, sometimes they think, training is just like a quick fix. Okay, I had a training 6 months ago or so. Camp training is no longer a quick fix. It got to be part of the strategy. It is really not a one-day job. It is truly a continuous improvement. Mm-hmm. That's why owners need to be involved. A couple of days ago when you and I talked, you know, you were asking me, Pami, what do you see? I see a lot of the, I'll give you a couple examples. For instance, David Rita in Hawaii, every training we do, he will sit through the entire process, not one time. If he had 3 sessions with 3 different groups of his team, he will sit through that. Marcos, I just was recently in Green Bay with Marcos. Mm-hmm. Jeff and Jim, they sat through the entire presentation, and they see the value. Same thing I see with Flooring 101 whenever I get to go see Ian or Jimmy. They understand that their involvement is extremely, extremely important.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're about to run out of time. I look forward to seeing you Friday, a week from this Friday, in Atlanta. Again, been talking to Pami Bueller, the Director of Retail Development for Invista/Stainmaster, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.